Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff.
Hey, so we're not in the van today.
We're not. We're in a courtyard. My name is Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm not here.
I'm Bystander Number One.
I'm Long John Silver.
Excellent. Oh, look, there are more people. We are recording. Would you like to be on the podcast? Come up with a name.
Or remain silent.
Or forever hold your peace.
That's fine. Just saw Madness.
And Berlin.
No, and we skipped Berlin.
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables were...
Berlin is the Untouchables.
Untouchables were smegging great.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were oodles of fun. I can't do Take My Breath Away. I had some Jameson for those who couldn't be here.
I was pretty sure that she was drunk.
Really?
I think so.
How can you tell?
I've never seen
them. I think she's just like that.
She remembered all the lyrics to her song.
She did a cult song. Yeah. She was drunk.
Ooh. Fair.
Yeah.
That's reasonable. That's totally reasonable.
Anyway, and then there was Madness.
Who did Highway to Hell? And it was amazing.
Yes!
I couldn't stop giggling.
It was a karaoke backing track, but...
It doesn't matter.
They still did Highway to Hell, and it was one of the best things I'd ever heard in my entire life. It was hilarity. The best part was everyone in the pit going, "What the fuck is this?"
I literally yelled out, "Best karaoke ever."
I am just tickled fucking pink that he's like, "Does anybody here like Metallica? Fuck off." Does anybody here like the Red Hot Chili Peppers? There's counseling for that.
That was wonderful.
And those are two of my least favorite bands ever, so fuck yeah.
I love it.
You are truly
I
on
definitely
the
cheered.
It was a solid fucking show. It was impressive. It really was. Yeah. Worth every fucking penny. I got to dance to like every single song. Every single motherfucking song. It was way too much fun. Exceedingly pleased. It was worth the price of admission and then a few. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Several dollars, really.
It was very good.
It was good. How was it where you guys were at?
It was great. We were dead center, so we got to see everything. I mean, the lights shone in our eyes a bunch, but, you know, we're used to that.
I it is not often, like, the perks of being an adult is that I get to spend a nickel, and fucking, we were on the floor, we were five feet away from the guys, maybe 10 feet away, and we danced our little asses off, our medium to large to XL-sized asses off. And it was blissfully wonderful. Not a complaint in the world.
Yeah, between my neck and not here's vertigo, we were well not on the floor.
And my back.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I am so, yeah, I will have all of your problems tomorrow for dancing for, I think, probably a good straight hour or I don't even know how long the show was. I think I literally took like a break for like one song that was a cover that I'm not terribly familiar with. It was an old ska song that I'm not terribly familiar with. And I just wanted to listen to the song versus like dance.
Yeah, sure. We had the problem of somebody up behind us who felt the need to yell all of the lyrics at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
And I totally missed that.
I feel like we've had that problem before.
I also missed that, so you were just sensitive to
it. Was it like JoJo Sawa?
It was just...
No one knows that.
You know,
okay, got it.
Yeah, it's something that has happened, that happens occasionally where, like I get singing a lot. Sure, like, sing with the lyrics, have a good time.
But this was like howling.
This is like yelling at the top of your lungs.
Like trying to make the stage hear you from the rafters.
Yeah, wow. Like, why you gotta do that? Like, just have a good time.
That's so preferable to the guys at... several shows that we've been to recently who just would not
just
shut
talk.
The fuck up.
Yeah, well, that's fucking wrong.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. We didn't have that problem.
Dempster and that comedian at the Kraftwerk show.
Yeah, right. So. But, yeah. Favorite part of the show?
Favorite part of the show has to be Highway to Hell.
Okay.
That was... Highway to Hell, it was easily my very favorite part. I hadn't heard them do that before, so I was really pleased. they, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I joked, I'm like, what's
Night
left
boat
to do?
To Cairo!
Oh my god. They did Night Boat to Cairo. Like, it was pretty perfect. It yeah. was pretty, pretty fucking perfect.
They played such a huge swath of their discography.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they've got their set nailed down.
Like, House of Fun.
House of Fun was a highlight.
Honestly, that was a pretty big highlight.
I honestly forgot that song existed, and it's one of my favorites. I'm so cranky at myself.
The funny thing is that if you go see them in other places, it is their big song.
Yeah.
Like, here in the U.S., like, Our House is the big song. If you go anyplace else, it's House of Fun. That's the song that, like, you know, everybody, you know, guard your loved ones.
I literally was counting them off for them. They did House of Fun. I'm like, that's one. Then they did Baggy Trousers. I'm like, there's number two. Now all we're waiting for is either Madness or Night Boat to Cairo.
Which
and
they did both.
Three and four.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We got some bonus playing.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, just weave them all together.
They like it better this way.
They were interspersing their
the
ska stuff with
Cairo.
Their not ska stuff.
Which was adorable.
And like, so Madness's record, their first record, is responsible for the beginning of my musical journey.
Oh, interesting.
A buddy of mine introduced me to them. He's actually the person who introduced me to anything that wasn't Kiss FM.
Right.
I was young. I was very young. I was like 8.
All right, you get one.
Yeah.
One excuse.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 8. And wow. he introduced me to Madness and The Clash and The Cure and Susie and the Banshees, and, like, his mom was a goth.
Good God,
and, like,
he was saved!
Yeah, no.
You can't go wrong.
It was so, so formative. So coming to this show was really, really a thing.
It was interesting. It was kind of a little reunion for us. Like, we kept bumping into people before we got in.
Yeah.
Like, I was saying hi to people, like, I hadn't seen in years from the ska scene, from some work and some stuff. But, yeah, I got to say hi to a bunch of people. It was really fucking fun.
Nice.
For me, it was funny to hear the Untouchables and be like, oh, I know that song. I know that song. I know that song.
They were...
Because I didn't know I knew who they were.
They were the house band at the Roxy in 84.
Yeah, but...
he's not wrong.
I didn't go out to shows.
Well,
remember, I was locked in my house as a teenager.
They were a very L.A. band.
So... Yeah.
Were you on the first floor when they locked you in?
I only had one floor, but I lived in the ghetto and didn't have a driver's license.
She spied for the FBI.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. Yeah, so...
The bars on the window didn't
just
come
interesting.
Off.
Fair enough. Fair
they
enough.
Did, but that's a different conversation
that's
for
a different
another
day.
Time.
So you guys are going to go see them in Boston on
Wednesday. We are going to see them in Boston on Wednesday. Fishbone is opening.
Nice.
Which should be a lot of fun.
That should be a great show.
And then we're also seeing them in Galway...
August. Damn! Look at you go. World traveler.
Don't forget your...
We had the Galway first, because we didn't know they were coming here. And then they announced a tour here.
Nice. Yeah, we were like, we're going to Galway, because they're playing. And we actually saw them in Dublin
two years ago,
yeah.
Damn.
What time is the charm for coming to the States?
Is that what it is? Oof. So yeah, it'll be our fourth time seeing them in like 2 years.
Nice.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Worth every fucking penny.
Yeah. And we're going to see you at the Selector show, yeah?
You is.
Okay.
You is.
Right.
Excellent.
On.
Very excited.
Yes.
Excited for the show, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So, I've been Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm not here.
I'm Bystander One.
Long John Silver.
And two people who do not wish to be identified. Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff.
There's only one love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya.